In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. These words again from Revelation chapter 7. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." What a glorious vision of heaven the writer of Revelation gives us here. A great multitude that no one could count, standing before the Lamb, wearing white robes, holding palm branches in their hands. The writer here speaks of simple men and women like you and I, who in their earthly life sought to be like Christ. And what is their reward? Anything we might try to say to answer that question, to describe the heavenly life, will fall miserably short. But the writer of Revelation does his best. And the result is a beautiful picture when he almost sings out, "Now at last those saints of God who've gone before us are able to serve God day and night in his temple. Their tears of frustration, their weariness of mind and body, their hurts, their suffering, all these earthly problems are gone. The Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and God will wipe away all tears from their eyes." The Lamb is our shepherd? Yes, the Lamb is our shepherd. What a seeming contradiction. And yet that picture we must look at on this All Saints Day, as we today celebrate the intercommunion of the living and the dead in Christ. This day when we remember all believers, known and unknown, yesterday celebrate their lives, their deaths, and their ongoing lives beyond death. We celebrate, yes, we celebrate because God in Christ has swallowed up death, chewed it up, and spit it out. We celebrate because God has invited us to his final party. I plan to be there at his table, as I hope you also plan to be. I plan to sit with those who've gone before me and those who will come after me and bite into the juiciest meal in all of God's universe. At that meal, as we will again today experience a foretaste of it in the sacrament, at that meal, we will taste and see that God is good. And that is the vision I want to share with you on this All Saints Day. That is our future, the heaven where God is not just something, but everything, where he lives with us and we with him, where every tear is dried, where all earthly catastrophes, hurricanes, and so on are gone, where death shall be no more, and where the glory of the Lord shining like a precious jewel shall fill the heavenly city. That is our future. For you and I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. And if that's our future, it's also our present. For God's grace alive in us in the future is in process even now. Because our God is a God of mercy and grace. Because he sent his Son to die and to rise again for the forgiveness of our sins, he makes the margin for error in our living more than just a little. He makes it as big as his love for us. It's that love, and that love alone, that can raise us up from living only for ourselves to living for him and for those in need. By ourselves, nothing happens. By ourselves, we die in sin. Alone, We are broken people walking crooked lives, ending up by being hell to one another. But in Christ, in his victory over sin and death, in that victory, we have a future even in the here and now. That victory is what All Saints' Day is all about. And God, through his Son, our risen and ascended Lord, proclaims that victory forever. Nothing can change that. Nothing can ever set that aside. So join now with the saints in heaven in singing, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." We rise for prayer.